Blog Talk Radio.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a late edition, or earlier edition, I should say, of the Master Plan. I am JT, and as always, you know who I am. I am the master. This is going to be a 15-minute show. That's going to be short because I just wanted to test a few things out to see how they sound and hopefully than they have in the past. One of the things I want to talk about is the report from Tennessee from numerous sources that CBS Jason LaCanfora, that it's a distinct possibility that the Titans are sold in 2015. CEO Tommy Smith angrily denied sale rumors in January, but the murmurs won't die. Smith took over as team president following the death of Bud Adams in 2013. The Titans have been ineptly run for the better part of a decade. New ownership would likely be a good thing for the fans. In other news, now we talked about earlier that Brandon Marshall was out on the trading block. Well, guess what? The quarterback that throws to him, Jay Cutler, is also available. NFL.com's Ian Rappaport reports teams certainly know that Jay Cutler is available via trade. $10 million of Cutler's 2016 salary set to become guaranteed on Tuesday. Cutler's $15.5 million for 2015 is already locked in. The Bears are seeing if there's anyone willing to take on a quarterback who was benched for Jimmy Clausen last season, is not completely outside the realm of the possibility. This is a league where Josh McCown will be a starting week one quarterback. But it's a hope and a prayer for a team clearly tired of Cutler's act. Our guess is that the Bears won't be able to eat Cutler's 2015 salary while simultaneously leaving themselves without a quarterback and will roll the dice on Smoking Jay for the next 2 years. Me? For the last 2 years, in my opinion, Jay Cutler has been this generation's Jeff George. A lot of potential, a lot of talent, but can't seem to put it together. And due by body language and facial expressions, doesn't care. As long as he's getting paid, if he throws a pick, an interception, he don't care. It looks like he didn't care. Let me put it that way. He tries to forget it, and it gives a bad sign. He doesn't care. If he throws another pick, let the defense go out there and get the ball back or stop the other team from scoring. That's not right. The quarterback's got to care and be able to take care of the ball for the rest of the team. And he doesn't seem like he cares about that. And that's a shame. That's a real shame. In other news, the Panthers in dire need of wide receivers. Give Greg Olsen a 3-year, $22.5 million extension through 2018. The deal includes a whopping $12 million signing bonus. Headed into his final year of his contract, Olsen had been set to make $5.25 million. The new deal is well-deserved for the one of the league's most consistent players. Olsen has caught at least 69 passes each of the past three seasons and posted new career highs in receptions, which is 84, and yards, which is 1,008 last season. And he turns 30 next week. It's not too old and not too young. But I've used Greg Olsen on my team a few times, and he's very consistent and the type of player that you can pick up late in the fantasy drafts because for some reason, and I don't know why, he's an afterthought. No way I would think he would be an afterthought because Greg Olsen is one of the most consistent tight ends in the league. Well, let's move on to just breaking news here that the Miami Herald reports that the Dolphins are still genuinely uncertain about Mike Wallace's future with the team. According to reporter Barry Jackson, there is front office support for keeping Wallace, but the cap hit is an issue. Wallace, and I really don't like Mike Wallace, $32.9 million over the next three seasons. Wallace comes with a $12.1 million cap number for 2015. That's steep for a team that's apparently all in on pursuing free agent Dominic Sue. On the other hand, Miami has already cut Brian Hartline, Brandon Gibson, and isn't entirely assured of keeping transition player Charles Clay. Cutting Wallace is far from a no-brainer, but you got Jarvis Landry, you can build off of that. You got Charles Clay, you can build off of that. As long as you can keep those two guys, bring some new guys in there. You got a class that you can pick up wide receivers in. This is one of the best classes. Last year was a good class. This is really a good class of picking up wide receivers. Why not go that route? What do you got to lose? You already cut two wide receivers. You're going to need wide receivers anyway. One more wide receiver won't make a difference because you do have a second-year player that you have, in my opinion, you should have confidence in, and Jarvis Landry. There's no two ways about that. You can see that he was the best wide receiver on the field when he was on the field. And that's including when Mike Wallace was on the field. So, to me, it's a no-brainer. But I'm not getting a whole bunch of money for making those type of decisions. And I'm going back Bears because it seems like they're cleaning house. They're cleaning house. Meaning I'm saying this. CNS Chicago. CSN Chicago reports the Bears will not re-sign free agent Lance Briggs. Briggs has spent his entire 12-year career with the Bears. Briggs is willing to kick inside in a new defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio's 3-4 scheme, but will instead head to the open market after playing 461 effective snaps last season. Briggs ended the year on injured reserve with a groin issue and able run stopper before going down. 2015, Briggs is going to be 35. And you also guys heard about the Maurice Jones-Drew finally hanging up his cleats after 9 years. He was an effective runner for a few years, and he was a fantasy stud for a few years, too, 2-3 years, somewhere around that. When he held out and came back, that was we talked about it on the FSP Crew show, that that was his demise. He went down quickly after that. And let's move on to another thing I got to say about the report, that the Eagles and Giants The Eagles and Giants are said to be pursuing, once free agency comes up, Devin McCourty. He's high on the Eagles list, and like I said, the Giants are going to be going after him too. The Eagles spent the week clearing cap space and have a hole at free safety with Nate Allen expected to walk in free agency. The Eagles and G-Man won't be McCourty's only pursuers, as he's far and away this year's top available safety. Most signs point to the Patriots getting outbid for services, and everybody knows that the Patriots are one of the cheapest teams going. Or let me say it politically correctly. They're most one of the fiscally responsible teams in the NFL. My opinion, they're cheap. That's my opinion. They're cheap. There's a few teams in the league, and they're one of them that I think they're cheap. But in that defensive backfield, in the New England Patriots that won the Super Bowl, ESPN's Adam Schefter believes the Jets will attempt to pay Darrelle Revis anything he wants if and when he becomes a free agent. Schefter believes the Revis sweepstakes will come down to the Jets and the Patriots. The Jets made the difficult but likely correct decision to trade Revis 2 years ago, but meddlesome owner Woody Johnson has apparently felt regret. The New York media has spent the better part of the 2 years beating the drum for Revis' return. Johnson seems to feel the pressure. Whatever the motivations, Revis would feel a huge need for gangrene and be playing for a coach in Tom Bowles who maximizes talent and scheme much the same way Rex Ryan does. We'll wait and see. I don't know if Revis wants to cross back over that bridge. He may want to, but most players, once they leave a team, they have ill will toward, I should say, and don't want to return for whatever reason. Pats also, let's talk about the Pats. Pats have shown an interest in free agent Brian Hartline, who recently released from the Miami Dolphins. Hartline is not an exciting name, but he is a competent on the outside. That's something the Patriots have made a habit of lacking. Hartline is visiting Texans on Thursday and has also drawn interest from the Bears and the Browns. So it should be very interesting if Brian Hartline goes to the Patriots. Then you'll have Hartline. If Amendola's still going to be there, Julian Edelman may have the shortest wide receivers in the league, the trio, if all three of them are there. Quite naturally, Brandon LaFell would be the taller of all four of them. Brandon LaFell, Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, and Brian Hartline. Be the three amigos, the three midgets, whatever. All right, we're out of here. We're going to end this show, and we're going to see you later. Hopefully, this sounds better than what it sounded earlier, but I won't know.